you talk and they will hear you.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
So don't they hear you? You can do it if you try.
Hi, this is Kenny.
And Amanda Smith from Nashville, Tennessee.
Keep it right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
It's dark in here, and the walls are closing in. I struck my last match, let it burn down till it bit my fingertips. And I remember the light, just a flash and then an ember. And a whisper of smoke curling up into the air and disappearing. It's dark in here, and the air is getting thin. My canary sang his last song, a pretty little tune. It echoes on and on and on inside my ear. It was a song of hope. It was a song of redemption. And that little yellow bird, with his last dying word, he sang forgiveness. And I'm sorry that I spent our time hiding underground. But something always pulls me down. This familiar, deep, dark cavern, keep repeating the same pattern. You above and me below, I say goodbye before I go with my last breath. Last I see the light. Thank you.
walking down the street, smoggy eye, looking at the sky.
can see la frontera from where I stand in line of Comodoro. Just over that wall is a promised land hidden line of Comodoro. It's a long, long way from my home to here. I was driven by hope and by fear. I pray to the Madre to hold back my tears in line at El Comodoro. I hold you and feed you here in my arms in line at El Comodoro. If I can stay strong, I'll keep you from harm in line at El Comodoro. We walk and we wait, we run and we ride, in daytime we rest and we hide. Now Coyote tells me be ready tonight in line at El Comodoro. So hungry just 3 days ago in line at El Comodoro. We stand with our brothers we met on the road in line at El Comodoro. Sister Cecilia welcomes us in. She leads us in prayer to begin. If we don't move tonight, she'll feed us again. Small as I am, at night at El Comodoro. She draws out the trail on the palm of my hand, at night at El Comodoro. She says the new moon would help me to see, marks places where water will be. She tells me her friends will watch out for me, at night at El Comodoro. I can see La Frontera from where I stand, hidden line at El Comodoro. Just over that wall is a promised land, hidden line at El
Without thinking, I stood up and said, I'll take them, like so many of my neighbors had before. I had no money, had no plan, but I had room and I had land, and I just could not do nothing anymore. In la chambre sur l'oignon, that's what we do. And for 400 years it's been the same.
from the violence and fear. We Huguenots came here seeking refuge on this isolated plain. Oh, the first came from the Spanish Civil War, and when the Nazis and the Vichy came to power, not a moment left to lose. We took in France's Jews and hid them in our nation's darkest hour. Hid them in our homes and in our farms, and our children sat in classrooms side by side. Amidst all the threats and danger, no one was a stranger. 7 years we resisted and defied. And when asked, why did we do it? What can we answer? Not so long ago we sought refuge too, and it's easy to decide with the gospel as your guide. To our history and our faith we must be true. In la chambre solennelle is what we do.
My bearings, Thank you so much. How about Mark Letiri on the guitar? That's Bobby Sparks and Sean Martin over there on keyboards. Okay.
WRCT Pittsburgh. No one is as excited about Flaming Cheese as we are. If you're talking, they
will hear you. We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. So don't they hear you?
You can do it if you try. Hi, this is Kenny.
And Amanda Smith from Nashville, Tennessee.
Keep it right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
It's dark in here, and the walls are closing in. I struck my last match, let it burn down till it bit my fingertips. And I remember the light, just a flash and then an ember. And a whisper of smoke curling up into the air and disappearing. It's dark in here, and the air is getting thin. My canary sang his last song, a pretty little tune. It echoes on and on and on inside my ear. It was a song of hope, it was a song of redemption. And that little yellow bird, with his last dying word, he sang forgiveness. And I'm sorry that I spent our time hiding underground, but something always pulls me down. This familiar, deep, dark cavern, keep repeating the same pattern. You above and me below, I say goodbye before I go with my last breath. Last I see the light.
Thank you.
walking down the street, smoggy eyes, looking at the sky.
can see La Frontera from where I stand in line at El Comador. Just over that wall is a promised land in line at El Comador. It's a long, long way from my home to here. I was driven by hope and by fear. I pray to the Madre to hold back my tears in line at El Comador. I hold you and feed you here in my arms in line at El Comador. If I can stay strong, I'll keep you from harm in line at El Comador. We walk and we wait, we run and we ride, in daytime we rest and we hide. Now Coyote tells me be ready tonight in line at El Comador. So hungry just 3 days ago in line at El Comador. We stand with our brothers we met on the road in line at El Comador. Sister Cecilia welcomes us in, she leads us in prayer to begin. If we don't move tonight, she'll feed us again in line at El Small as I am, at night at El Comador. She draws out the trail on the palm of my hand, at night at El Comador. She says the new moon would help me to see, marks places where water will be. She tells me her friends will watch out for me, at night at El Comador. I can see La Frontera from where I stand, heading line at El Comador. Just over that wall is a promised land, heading line at El
Without thinking, I stood up and said, I'll take them, like so many of my neighbors had before. I had no money, had no plan, but I had room and I had land, and I just could not do nothing anymore. Et la chambre sur l'oignon, it's what we do. And for 400 years it's been the same.
from the violence and fear. We Huguenots came here seeking refuge on this isolated plain. Oh, the first came from the Spanish Civil War, and when the Nazis and the Vichy came to power, not a moment left to lose. We took in France's Jews and hid them in our nation's darkest hour. Hid them in our homes and in our farms, and our children sat in classrooms side by side. It's all the threats and danger, no one was a stranger. 7 years we resisted and defied. And when asked, why did we do it? What can we answer? Not so long ago we sought refuge too, and it's easy to decide with the gospel as your guide. To our history and our faith we must be true. In la chambre solennelle is what we do.
My bearings,
Thank you so much. How about Mark Letiri on the guitar? That's Bobby Sparks and Sean Martin over there on the keyboards. Okay.
WRCT Pittsburgh. No one is as excited about Flaming Cheese as we are.
Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Noah with your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. Asthma affects 25 million people nationwide, and every day 10 people die with it, with African American women and children being most at risk. Early warning signs include coughing, especially at night, or with exercise and wheezing. Almost all asthma can be effectively managed with a good action plan. So talk with your doctor today, and for more information, visit aawellnessproject.org.
WRCT Pittsburgh. Yes.
Fire, 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 fire. flip.